At the bottom of the stairs was a door framed by yellow light from the other side. The door was locked.
"What are we going to do?"
Donna whispered. That was when the gunshot came from downstairs. "Use one of my basic Boy Scout tools," I said. I knelt down and got out my pocket knife and proceeded to have at the door. The house still echoed with the gunshot. My head still hurt from all the abuse of the past day. Donna knelt next to me, looking cute and lost and scared and wet.
"You gonna pick it?"
"I'm gonna try."
"I thought you did it with credit cards."
"Some locks you do with credit cards."
"But this isn't one of them?"
"Right."
"It's a good thing you were a cop."
"Please."
"What?"
"Shh."
"Oh yeah, right."
So I started. Various second story men I'd busted during my days on the force would have paid a great deal of money to see this. A great deal. I started sweating, and my headache got worse. I turned the knife right, I turned the knife left, I wiggled, I waggled, I waffled. The mother still wouldn't open. Then Donna said,
"Maybe you're not doing it hard enough."
"Donna, believe it or not, I know what I'm doing." I could hear the pissiness in my voice. Pissiness is not my best quality. I tried a patient explanation, but it probably just came out patronizing. "I mean, this isn't a matter of brute force. It's a matter of delicacy, of finding the tumbler and turning it."
"God, Dwyer, just jam the darn thing in once. What have we got to lose?"
So I jammed the darn thing in once, and of course the darn thing, which is to say the motherfucker, opened right up.